a story that has dominated the news in the United Kingdom. Shamima Begum, who fled from her East London home in 2015 along with two female friends to join the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, ISIL or ISIS. Now 19 years old, she says she has given birth to a baby and wants to come back home. How is this being received in the United Kingdom? Imam, broadcaster, fundraiser, relationship counselor, Sheikh Ajmal Masroor joins us on the line. Sheikh Ajmal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh Ajmal, the whole of the UK is up in arms with regards to Shamima Begum returning to the UK. This entire saga has split the opinion right down the middle. What do we see now? Are more people saying she should stay away? What is the feeling like in the United Kingdom?
People are, of course, on opposing sides. I think there is a lot of people who have a greater understanding of the issue and understand the complexities that govern such a problematic situation. Shamima Begum went to Syria even though she was 15. She was groomed by people online. She was vulnerable as far as people are concerned. She went, and she is now wanting to come back. People are upset and angry because they feel that she has no regret. She has not shown any remorse for what she has done. All of these are understandable. But one fundamental thing that we can't forget, and that is Shamima Begum is British. Whether we like it or not, she has the right to come back, and if she has committed any crime anywhere in the world, she should be put on trial for it. That's the bottom line. Without putting somebody on trial, without getting somebody to go through the judicial process, we cannot become the judge, the jury, and the executioner. If we do, then we risk creating a space that will damage us forever, and we will then lose sight of the law, the rule of law, and so on and so forth. Those who are saying she should not come back, they're saying, well, now she can't come back because her visa has been revoked. And they're also saying, she went and therefore she gave up the right. But that is technical. She doesn't have any other citizenship. She is British. And internationally, as far as law is concerned, you cannot make somebody stateless. Just by taking her passport away, her Home Secretary may have made that decision, but that was, I think, an erroneous decision.
So as it stands now, if she arrives at any of the border posts or at the airport, do they have a duty to let her in?
Well, they won't let her in because her visa has been revoked. Because the visa has been revoked, she won't be allowed in, that's for sure. But that's a very political move. We don't have, according to the law of the world, no country has the right to make a person stateless. The argument is, well, she is Bangladeshi. Well, the girl wasn't born in Bangladesh. She has never been to Bangladesh. Her mother has a Bangladeshi citizenship, but this girl has never applied for citizenship, so therefore, why should Bangladeshi government take her? So she has the right to come to the UK. Obviously, it's going to be a legal battle. It wasn't that long ago that we had the same problem with two British citizens who went to Turkey for aid work in Syria, and their citizenship was revoked, and they were trying to come back to the UK, and nobody allowed them in. Only for the UK Immigration Council that looks at all these cases on appeal, they allowed them in. They said British government has no right to revoke their passport or their citizenship. So under international law, it looks like Shamima Begum has the right to come back. However, the political conversation we are having is, should young Muslims or anyone from any part of the world be allowed to join in illegal, unethical, and unjust wars? The answer for us as Muslims, of course they shouldn't. The law in our country should be applicable equally. If a Jewish person goes to Israel and joins the Israeli Defense Force in fighting the Palestinians in the occupied territory, commits heinous crime, they should also be stripped of their citizenship. If our Home Secretary could be consistent, the argument we are having now is that our government and the politicians are not being consistent. they're demonstrating double standards. One standard for Muslims and a very different set of standards for the Muslims. That is the problem.
Certainly, as you outline the double standards, that is the biggest problem. But if she comes back now, will that create more problems for herself and her family and the whole Muslim community?
Well, by her going in the first place, it did create a lot of trouble already. Muslim community has been through a lot. They have faced, witnessed, and experienced a lot of backlash from people who vehemently opposed, as well as found her action rather disgraceful. I had done so many interviews on that topic alone. So many Muslim sisters have suffered because of that behavior. Our sisters who were wearing headscarves would have been a target because of her irresponsible behavior. But the problem isn't that. The problem is, where should she go? In this world, we cannot create a world with law of the jungle. We have to create a world where we can all coexist. And in such an environment, where should somebody go? She's a British citizen. She was born in Britain. She lived in Britain. She went to school in Britain. She was groomed in Britain. Why should she be the problem of Bangladesh?
Certainly, those are just basic questions that shows the inconsistency. If we look at it, and another argument that has come up is that many are saying that if ISIS hadn't been defeated, she would still be living happily in Syria under ISIS. Is this a valid argument?
We don't know that. We don't know what would have happened to her at what stage. We cannot tell. It is also very sad that this girl has been so brainwashed by the ISIL mantra that she can't see the wrong of her action. She hasn't expressed any remorse for what she has done so far. So there is a genuine concern on the part of many people that this girl, should she be let in? Should she be allowed back in? And lots of other questions have been raised. And I can sympathize with people for that, because obviously people are genuinely concerned. But that does not take away our responsibility. We are still responsible for this girl because she is British. If she wants to come back, we can't stop her from coming back. That's what the international law says. The problem with not accepting our law consistently is that you never know when it will be used against us next time. We need to be consistent. Law has been made to protect people. Law has not been made to abuse people. And suggestion that she can't come back, in my view, is abusing the law.
We understand she's now pregnant. What has been the response of other countries to children born to ISIS-supporting mothers?
Well, she's not pregnant only. She's given birth to a child, a boy. So she's had the baby already. And believe it or not, it's not only in that situation. There are many other orphan children, widows who have become widows because their husbands have been either killed or separated from their husbands because they've been captured and in prison. That's the reality that we have to face. I'm not saying we all have to take any responsibility for their behavior. They have to take responsibility for their behavior. But our government isn't pretty clean. If you look at the history, you'll find that Iraq war initially was illegal. Our government, British government, and American government waged a war that was illegal. Our silence on the massacre that took place in Syria, and we did nothing to prevent it from continuing, is also immoral, unethical. So if you put both of those on one plate, you can see the failure of the international community has resulted in the trouble that we are facing today. So it's not on isolation that we should look at the problem of the Middle East. If Western governments were consistent, if Western governments were fair and ethical, we would not have this mess in the Middle East. It does not justify idiots and morons taking up arms and terrorist groups emerging. But those terrorist groups came because we created that vacuum in the space. We cannot ignore our responsibility. If we ignore our responsibility, we will pay a huge price in the future when people will talk about it even more strongly. So my suggestion to the world community is that don't run away from your responsibility. We all have a responsibility, and that responsibility is that we made the space for ISIS and ISIL to emerge, and now we have to take responsibility for it. Unfortunately, the world community isn't interested in sorting out Iraq or Syria or Palestine, and if you don't want to go any further, even Kashmir as we speak. And these are inconsistencies within our foreign policies, and we call them unethical foreign policies.
Is this Shamima Begum case sort of litmus test in terms of how the UK will deal with ISIS supporters in the future?
It does. And I think I don't have any problem with UK government making that policy. I think if somebody wants to leave the country and fight, there is an Islamic responsibility we need to also keep in mind. Islam categorically says, I must take responsibility for the country in which I live. Britain is my home. I must do everything for the well-being of Britain and British people. I must accept British people as my people. And, you know, I have responsibilities to make sure that I don't wage wars or side with anybody who's going to harm the country and the people. If I want to, then my duty is to give up my passport, my citizenship, and go. That's Islamic rule. So, generically, the principle I agree with, that anyone who is British and then decides to wage a war, has done an act of treachery, or join a terrorist group who is waging a war against us. That's what's happened in the past, and that's what's happening right now. Shamima Begum has done that, but bring her here and put her on trial. That's better than leaving her in a limbo, in a no man's land, where neither her nor the world would be able to do anything.
Yes, the duplicity and the double standards of the West certainly coming to the fore. A very, very balanced and appropriate call that you do make, Sheikh Ajmal. We appreciate your time. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us.
No problem. Take care. See you, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hadrat Sheikh Ajmal Masroor speaking to us about Shamima Begum and the fact that the UK government has now revoked her citizenship. And we asked you the question this afternoon on Twitter that should she be allowed to return to UK? And from the 44 people who have responded, 52% saying no, 16% saying only if she apologizes, and 32% saying yes, she should be allowed to return to the United Kingdom.